There are various ways of introducing yourself and explaining what you do in a way that can grab people's interest and make them more interactive with you than they're likely to be with the vast majority of people who are either too functional or in some cases too flamboyant or even too fatuous. There are two main ways to engage them, the short form and the long form explanation. So let's start with the short form. A lot of elevator pitches sound cheesy, crass, or crazy, or all three, but very few are compelling and convincing. You know the type of scenario. You're at a business event, or even out socially, and the other person, often because they don't know how to start, let alone shape and steer a conversation, asks you what you do. You have only seconds to make that important impression, and because they invariably ask you in that seemingly polite but disengaged way, because there are so many other people they do it with and vice versa, you quickly feel uncomfortable because of the way they ask you and their matching facial expression. Suddenly, before you've replied, your subconscious mind is telling you that what you're about to say about you and your job is functional at best and most probably rather boring. And their subsequent lack of any follow-up questions confirms their seeming indifference and your self-imposed insecurity, damned by your own description. This self-imposed pressure is understandable, especially when you consider that when someone asks you what you do, you have just seconds to grab their attention and ideally also their admiration, especially as they hear so many colourless answers to this often cold question. So, if this situation haunts you and is even hurting your personal and professional brand every time you're asked, then try this four-step formula for describing what you do in just one sentence. And this one actually does work. First of all, write out all your answers to the following and then practice saying them out loud. And the formula is this. At the heart of what I do is to help A, who struggle with B, to deliver C. And I'll describe what those are. So the four-part formula comprises 1, at the heart of. This gives your elevator pitch a more engaging sense of emotion, so it has feeling rather than just the functional and factual. 2, A is your ideal client. 3, B is their biggest issue. And 4, C is their desired outcome or achievement. So for me, this could be something like, at the heart of what I do is to help young business professionals who struggle with their true confidence skills to communicate compellingly and convincingly to achieve greater pay increases, promotions, and business sales. But it's not just what you say, it's the way you say it that's also important. So practice delivering this sentence into a mirror so you not only know how to adopt the right tone and cadence in your verbal delivery, but also how to adopt the right facial expression and vibe in your non-verbal delivery. Why? Because if you say something that sounds good, but facially you look like you're confessing to shoplifting, then it undermines your elevator pitch completely. So when you do utter your compellingly concise sentence, be positive, be punchy, and the chances are you'll be profitable. Now for the longer form one. Now this can be used when you're more immersed in a conversation because the chances are you've been making them feel and even appear more fascinating than they thought they were because they're talking about themselves. And there are also four parts which follow the following format. 1, introducing yourself, but in the context of the other person's pain points. 2, reinforcing the practical and other implications these pain points can have for them. 3, reassuring them that what you do helps them avoid and overcome these pain points. And 4, explaining the benefits of what you do to help them overcome their pain points. So, an example of this could be something like this, to use what I do. Part 1. You know how a lot of young business professionals can struggle to have the impact they want in their career because they feel they're too young or too inexperienced or not qualified enough, or even because they're intimidated by more senior people, now to part 2, which means they miss opportunities to earn the pay increases, the promotions, the recognition, the respect, the greater business deals and sales they want and so richly deserve, which further undermines their professional, even personal confidence, making them more inhibited and therefore less successful than they can be. Part 3. Well, what I do is give them the practical and psychological confidence and communication skills that help them create a greater and more immediate impact with both their colleagues and potential as well as existing clients. Part 4. So, they earn the pay increases, the promotions, they get the recognition, respect, and the greater business deals and sales they richly deserve, and do so much more quickly than many of their peers. The longer form one is best used not from the get-go, but once you've been talking for a while, and especially if the personal people you've been speaking to have been talking about themselves, it gives you an even better license to talk about what you do in a bit more detail. And I'm sure you do so and will do in an even more interesting and inviting way. Okay, please pause this program for now and do the relevant accompanying exercise that comes with a worksheet for this lesson. This is important because this exercise is going to help you embed what you're learning here psychologically so you become much more effective practically. In other words, how you now apply these skills to become more successful in the real world. And when you've completed this exercise, then please continue enjoying the lesson. Thank you. So what have you learned in this lesson? That too many people introduce themselves in a way that can make them sound cheesy, crass, or crazy, and you know how not to do that. You've discovered the two ways to introduce yourself in a non-cheesy way that engages people you meet as much as it does entice them to want to find out more about you. Again, both dependent on who you're talking with, where you are, and how long you have to chat. The four-part short-form way and the meatier four-part long-form way. Now, coming up in the next lesson, you can discover three ways to have conversations with strangers that win you hearts, minds, and business. So, onwards.